This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. There's a popular bumper sticker that uses the symbols from a number of the world's religious belief systems to spell the word coexist. For the past few broadcasts, we've been examining whether or not this admonition is possible for a Christian to adhere to. Well, this, of course, depends upon in what sense we are being admonished to coexist. Christians have been charged by Jesus himself to go and make disciples for him of all nations. Some who promote coexistence would find this counter to their admonition and a sign that we neither respect nor are tolerant of the beliefs of others. Our actions may not be acceptable to them, but our motivation is love, not intolerance. We should show respect for others, understanding that all men have been created in the image of God. We also understand that all men have sinned and stand condemned before this same God. We understand that there is only one means provided by God by which sin can be removed. There is only one name given under heaven by which we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. It's not intolerance that motivates us to see men turn from false religion to faith in Christ, but love. If we truly love people, we would not want to see them follow a path that leads to destruction. It's because we truly believe the gospel and the exclusive claims of Christ that we desire to see all men come to him for salvation. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.